It's 92 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the Electoral Commission and the NDC are set for high-stakes meeting in a few hours after the Commission rejects the party's call for a live broadcast of that meeting. We'll hear from the NDC, which is refusing to back down.
We will appear before them as finished at 2 p.m. But we will find innovative means of making sure that the media capture exactly what we are going to present to them.
Also, the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, optimistic businesses will become resilient under his administration as he promises to introduce a Buy Ghana First policy if elected.
Buy Ghana First policy. Because you buy Ghana First, it means you create the jobs in Ghana.
In business,
government incentivizes Eurobond holders with consent fee and a special payment as it launches debt exchange program to restructure $13 billion. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, First Deputy Minority Whip explains why he no longer supports his side's decision to oppose the controversial legislative instrument that will allow MPs to fix sirens on their vehicles.
But the office of the Speaker of Parliament is what the law is being made for. I will be a hypocrite to say that I'm against it because I was I'm a beneficiary to the siren.
These are more with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
In a few hours, the Electoral Commission and the National Democratic Congress will meet in a crucial high-stakes encounter. Following the recent voter exhibition exercise, the NDC raised alarm about significant discrepancies in the electoral roll. Key among their concerns is the alleged illegal transfer of over 30 voters from the Tamale South and Sanirigu constituencies in Pusiga. The EC has admitted to some errors. The NDC says it is prepared to present damning evidence to back their claim. The electoral roll is deeply flawed. The party requested a special meeting with the EC, calling for it to be broadcast live. But the commission has firmly opposed this demand. My colleague Winston Amwa has intercepted a copy of the response to the NDC and joins me with details of it. Winston, what reasons does the EC give for their decision?
Well, the commission says that it's ready to hear from the NDC about the discrepancies it has identified with the provisional voters register, and the identification of discrepancies by a party, according to the Electoral Commission, is not a new phenomenon. And the commission welcomes it in the hope that it will help ensure a credible register lead ahead of the 2024 general elections as envisaged by the exhibition exercise. The commission, however, is absolutely committed to free, fair, transparent, peaceful and credible elections, but the commission does not accept the proposal of a live broadcast of this meeting. And it says that our team is ready to meet with your team on the agreed time.
Thank you, Winston. But the NDC is refusing to back down. Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer is the Deputy Director of Elections and IT for the National Democratic Congress.
We are going by the letter. They've written their letter to us, indicating that they will not accept the live broadcast of it. And we say, fine, we have no problem. We will appear before them as finished at 2 p.m. But we will find innovative means of making sure that the media capture exactly what we are going to present to them. They themselves, they don't know the enormity of the problem currently. That what they just came to do, the president, was a periphery. There are deep crises in the register than what they are even talking to you people. And we'll execute it tomorrow.
In the NPP camp, flag bearer Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia has given the strongest indication of introducing a Buy Ghana First policy under his government. According to him, Ghanaian businesses will become competitive and efficient once the policy is rolled out. Dr. Bawumia promised this during his campaign tour with freight forwarders in Tema.
One key area that I am going to implement is a policy called Buy Ghana First policy. Because if you buy Ghana first, it means you create the jobs in Ghana. If it is uniforms that government wants to buy for school children, we have enough tailors in this country to sew the uniforms.
Now, First Deputy Minority Whip Ahmed Ibrahim has been explaining why he no longer supports his side's decision to oppose a controversial ally that will allow MPs fix sirens on their vehicles. The minority leader in July issued a strongly worded statement asking all NDC MPs to reject the legislation. It followed a wave of backlash, public backlash against the ally, which would have allowed MPs to drive around with blaring sirens. It was subsequently withdrawn. A revised version of the ally, which was laid in Parliament on Wednesday, excluded the MPs. But speaking to Joy News, Ahmed Ibrahim says he can't in good conscience oppose the use of sirens by them.
It is only a fool who will not change his mind. Haruna Idrisu argued that it would be wrong to personalize legislation and that we should not conceive the law as if we are legislating against Speaker Babin. But the office of the Speaker of Parliament is what the law is being made for. I will be a hypocrite to say that I'm against it because I was one of, I'm a beneficiary to the siren. The majority leader has a dispatch rider. The minority leader has a dispatch rider. The Speaker of Parliament has a dispatch rider. The clerk to Parliament has a dispatch rider. I'm telling you this.
A former board member of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, Dr. Nida Kwansanti, is advising government to tread cautiously in its decision to merge certain state entities in the energy sector. This is coming on the back of growing calls for government to consult stakeholders to be affected in the merger. Dr. Nida Kwansanti is advising government to hasten slowly because if this is not done well, it could be harmful.
It could be helpful, but it could also work to cause certain major problems. So there's a lot of devil in the detail. PRC is an independent regulator, and there's always been some pressure to try and roll it under the Ministry of Energy. And if this merger ends up doing that, then it would be a big negative step.
Okay.
However, I mean, there could be ways in which you could strengthen the regulatory entity by merging some of the functions of the Energy Commission with that of PURC. And if it is done very well, it could be beneficial. But like I said, the devil is in the detail.
Now, the best onto the Botswana music scene in 2005, and more than two decades later, they're still making waves, remaining the toast of both the young and the old. That is the story of a Twana traditional music group based in Botswana called Culture Spears, who are definitely using their music to dominate the music game. Max Olagbagba caught up with the group in Botswana's capital, Gaborone, and now reports.
Here in the central business district of Gaborone, Kabelo Mogwe, leader of the group Culture Spears, is performing one of their hit songs titled Kule Nyami. The song addresses themes of infidelity, adultery, and promiscuity among both men and women.
I'm talking about the shoes.
Uh-huh.
The shoes that were worn by Kule Nya.
And then who's Kule Nya?
Kule Nya is the man who's cheating me, who's entering my house. Uh-huh. You know, this is common in Africa.
Okay.
Everywhere you can see there's a cheater. So this story is about a man complaining to the wife that when I'm not there, when I'm away, there's somebody who's coming to my house.
Max Olagbagba with that beautiful report from Botswana's capital, Gaborone. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.